this next kina, relatively speaking, is somewhat of a simpler kina to understand, because rather than many of the previous and following kinos that speak in more general terms, this relates to a very specific historic event that occurred a little bit before the actual Churban of the first place, HaMikdosh, and it has its roots already in the Tanakh itself. Let's speak about the tragic death of Melech Yeshiyahu. Just to be able to appreciate the significance of this kinah, we need just a little bit of a background as to who Yeshiyahu was. And the kinah describes in the first paragraph, Ben Shmona Shona Hechel Drosh Melechav, that he began to search out HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the young age of 8 years old. He's actually, I guess what we would call in today's words, he was the ultimate Baal Tshuva. He had grown up in a period where Avodah Zarah was rampant in Klal Yisrael, in his own home, his own father. And at the age, a tender age of 8 years old, he began to search out HaKadosh Baruch Hu and became what the kin refers to as the greatest Baal Tshuva ever. The next paragraph, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody had rose up to the height and the stature of Yeshiyahu HaMelech as a young man. And all he wanted to do was to bring Klal Yisrael back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he almost succeeded. It was a tremendous tshuva movement that began. And it almost looked like the Churban would not take place. It almost looked like Klal Yisrael had turned the corner. And yet, there was something that was terribly wrong. And the kin itself, at the end of the second paragraph, refers to the Dovah Pochet Leitzoni Hador, Shakom Bacha Adelis Lizdor. And Chazal explained this to mean that although Yeshiyahu thought that he had eradicated idolatry from Eretz Yisrael, in fact he had not done so because people were hiding of Avodah Zarah literally behind the doors. We'd walk past the door and you would think that there was a mezuzah on the door. That's an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the house. But little did Yeshiyahu know that behind that very mezuzah lied an idol, lied Avodah Zarah, lied all the foreign influences that he had thought he had succeeded in eradicating. And Kinner refers to this a little bit further on as well. Every time you see a little bit of a mention about the doorway and the door, it's all referring back to this tragic state of events that Yeshiyahu himself was not even aware of. What happened at the end of the life of Yeshiyahu, although he had thought that he had brought Klal Yisrael to a certain level, that they would merit, that there would be peace in the land, it was not meant to be. And there was a war that was taking place, which really didn't even directly involve Eretz Yisrael, from Mitzrayim to the kingdoms of the north. And Yeshiyahu thought that this chus of the tshuva that supposedly had occurred wholeheartedly would be able to protect Klal Yisrael when the Egyptian army wanted to march through Eretz Yisrael to go fight another battle, a different battle. So Yeshiyahu put up a stand and said, the Cherev Lo Sava B'Ephraim referred to, that a Goyish army has no right to trample through Eretz Yisrael. And he put up a stand and he was told by the Navi Yirmiyahu not to do so. And for whatever reason, Yeshiyahu didn't follow the directives of the Navi. And as such, Yeshiyahu was actually killed by the Egyptians in the most terrible, terrible way. The death of Yeshiyahu was mourned by Yirmiyahu himself in such a way that Yirmiyahu HaNavi understood, and Klal Yisrael ultimately came to understand, that the death of Yeshiyahu was not just the death of one very, very righteous, special individual, but it really, in a sense, sealed the fate of Klal Yisrael. It was a last effort of tshuva before the Churban that wasn't meant to be. And from that point on, the Malchus Beit David took a spiral downward, and all the events and all the tshuva that supposedly had taken place all failed and everything unraveled, and the Churban was soon to happen. So this kinah really is both a kinah for the great individual, for that great tzaddik of Baal Tshuva, the Melech Yeshiyahu, and it's a kinah which leads into ultimately into the events of the Churban itself. I think that there's one nekuda that's critical for us, is that this theme, which appears in the kinah several times, about the Deles, and the doorway, and the house, and about the Avodah Zarah, behind the closed doors. So I think that this is something, a divrei musar, that's incumbent upon us all the time to remember, how much more so on today, that sometimes there's a certain show that's put on, certain externals, there's a certain chazar b'tshuva, there are certain things that we try to do to try to indicate they're on the right path, which are important, And we hope and pray that the externals ultimately influence the internals as well. But we have to look much, much past just the mezuzahs on the door, and much, much past some of the externals, and look how much of the avodah zarahs, how much of the idolatry, how much of the foreign influences, how much of the culture around us, which is just a modern version of the avodah zarah, how much is seeped into our homes, how much is almost behind closed doors, how much are we trying, in a sense, to hide and not even realizing that we're hiding. So those are some hard, hard questions to ask. And yes, Tisha B'Av is a day of avelos. Tisha B'Av also, as we heard from Rabbi Twersky before, is a day that ultimately has to turn us into Chozer B'Tshuva. How is our tshuva going to look like? Is that tshuva going to look like that tshuva of Klal Yisrael, the days of Yoshiyahu, when the Avodah Zarah was still there, albeit behind closed doors? Or will we learn from the mistakes of those before us and learn how to be Chozer B'Tshuva properly, that the Avodah Zarah is eradicated from not only our outside of our homes, but inside of our hearts as well?
Straight through your Aleph, your base, and your Gimel.